Reishnum Dalit Sif Hey. This is the halacha of Shihiyah, I guess you could call it, with regards to baking. That even though we saw in Reishnum Gimel, some of us saw in Reishnum Gimel at the time, some of us are seeing now, and some of us saw in the past, in Reishnum Gimel, Mechaber Paskin brings down two sheetahs, Saman Yeshemim, Tumi Paskin like the Rabbanon, that it's the only time it's mutter to do Shihiyah on a kedera, on a tafshel, is dafke if it's mevushel called tarkai and mitstamik v'ralai, unless you do gar fikatim, which means that you cover over the coals or you take them out. Or the repaskin yeshemim like Hananya. Not for the father. Not today, tomorrow, Mr. Shemim. Or the repaskin like Hananya that holds that the only time it's mutter to do Shia is dafka, is it's mutter to do Shia as long as it's mevosher komaicha ben Yusai. Now, in Sif Hey, we have halacha with regard to afiyah. And that is, you're allowed to do afiyah, you're allowed to do shehiyah of afiyah, that means to stick cookies or cake or challah or bread, whatever it is you're sticking into your oven before Shabbos, even if it's not gar fakotim, there's no problem, even if it's not Michael ben Yusai. Now the question is, why should that be mutter? As long as it has enough time to be yikr mupanah, which means that if you would open up the challah, it wouldn't be stringy inside, starts baking, which is lachur, it's not still not roi l'achila, nevertheless, it is mutter. The shell is, why is it mutter? Why is it any different than regular tafshel that we say Tzali Mechom Ben Rusay? So the Aruch HaShulchan quotes Yerushalmi, which if you look at Yerushalmi, he even himself mentions it. Yerushalmi, there's different ways of learning Yerushalmi, but Yerushalmi on this Mishnah in the first parak says that Nashim Zrizo Yisim. His gerse is Nashim Zihira Yisim, which means that they're more careful when it comes to pas than when it comes to tafshel. They're scared it's going to get burnt. It's easier to ruin it, and therefore they're not going to stoke the coals, and there's no chash of shemi echata when it comes to these types of things. Therefore, be'etzem, it should be mutter to leave in your food before Shabbos, as long as it hit this. This amount of afiyah. Now, if it did not hit this amount of afiyah, you want to put it in raw, there's no din of kidra chayso. The Magen Avraham says, Mishnah Berurah for some reason does not quote it. The Magen Avraham says, there's no din of kidra chayso when it comes to afiyah. If you want to stick in a raw piece of dough and it'll cook, there's no sin, since baking takes much shorter than cooking a piece of cooking chon. Therefore, there's no din of kidra chayso that it's kilo heskadas when you stick it inside, because there's no heskadas. You know that it's going to bake in a half an hour, in an hour. Therefore, there's no heter. So what would you have to do if you want to bake your challah? You forgot to bake your challah before Shabbos. You have two loaves that are outside. You pull them out of the freezer, and you want to bake them now. You froze them, so they should be fresh. We froze them raw, and you want to bake them. And you forgot to take care of it right before Shabbos. Can you stick it in right before it? So be'etzem, as long as you make it gar v'kot in your taner, then in a chanami you would be allowed to bake them. How do you make something gar v'kot? That's a little problematic. Then Ramesh has a tshuva about it, and he seems to say that the only way to make a gar v'kot is if you cover over the heating elements, which means that you put in like an insert, a metal insert into the oven. That way you're covering over the, it's like a blech on all sides of the oven, and you'll stick in your pas. L'chatchil, you should also cover over the knobs. However, l'chur, there is an etza if it's tach betit. Like the Rama says over here, if you make a tach betit, then it's mutter b'chol inyan, which would mean that the way that the Aruch HaShabbos says it, he says if you tape down your knobs that you can't move them, or l'chur, if you remove the knobs and you stick them somewhere else also, according to many, that's enough. That would matter you to bake your cookies, your challah, on Erev Shabbos. Practically, I don't really know anybody that does this. I'm not sure why. Maybe they think that it's avishur milsa to leave on your oven, or other types of reasons why it might be. But v'asimikra din l'chorel, any baking, certainly if it was already karmu panel, it's mutter to leave your challah, leave your cookies inside, and you'll have gishmak of fresh cookies, especially you turn around, it'll go off on the timer. And if it's not garva panel, then it will be mutter as long as it's garva fakatim, which is a little bit more difficult, or it's tach betit, like the Rama says, which would make it, you to pull off the knobs, or you tape down the knobs, which would make it mutter for you to stick it in, even if it did not get to garva panel.